So for the last couple of weeks, I've led us into some kind of messy inner work as I've wrestled with the challenging and yet ultimately hopeful work of Otto Scharmer. Phil, you can put that first slide up. Boy, I would have loved to have a tech guy in my classes when I was teaching on Zoom. So if you've been here over the last couple of weeks, you've seen the slide. We're not going to look at it too closely. But I wanted to remind us about how we've looked at what happens when we fall into absencing. When our minds, our hearts, our hands, our wills, our agency become frozen in the false belief that we are separate. Frozen in othering, frozen in denial. Last week, we tried to look beyond our blind spots to see with our God eyes, to open our minds, our hearts, our hands, to recognize the invitation to help each other lift the boulders of the world of pain and sorrow, of injustice, of separation that sometimes weigh us down. As I've mentioned, when I first read these two essays, my holy imagination got all fired up. I questioned, grappled, considered Scharmer's words and the implications, thought hard about where they rubbed against me and where they invited me in to let my mind and heart follow along. But there were two things in those initial moments of the first reading that let my heart jump in to say yes. In fact, I've got a big yes scribbled on my printed copy of it. Because first was a simple truth that unity already holds as some of those underlying principles of who we are. We share in one consciousness. And where we direct our thoughts and attention matters, because form follows consciousness. The second is that transforming the world requires us to start small. Starting in small circles and communities, and these are his words, both place-based and digitally linked. So hello again, digitally linked beloveds. Small communities that are linked and are aligned around a shared awareness and a common intention that share a desire to transform the currently dominant social field of destruction by practicing different ways of operating. We have a different operating system. A world transformed by the spiritual awakening of all, we awaken to and embrace the divine essence of all beings through prayer and service to our community and in the world. That's our operating system. And this morning, I'm going to invite you to cross the bridge, to step across the abyss of what seemingly divides us by going deeply within. Next slide, Phil. Oh, thank you. The way across is within. I'll put this on the website. I know that you can't see it super well, but to get the idea that the abyss that we feel when we start out with absencing from each other and move into presencing, the way across any abyss is by going within. We build bridges by individually and communally connecting to Source. By inviting in by crystallizing our vision and intention. That's our mission. By opening our minds and hearts and hands. By embodying our divine presence. By seeing, acting, operating from the whole of our being, which is not separate from the whole of Source. One of the rabbit holes I went down as I was reading the articles again and again, the essays online, was an interview from 1999 with renowned cognitive psychologist Eleanor Roche, where she describes how we are led to awareness of our true nature. If you follow your nature far enough, if you integrate and integrate, if you follow your nature as it moves, if you follow so far that you really let go, then you find that you're actually the original being, the original way of being. The original way of being knows things and does things in its own way. When that happens, or when you get even a glimpse of it, you realize that we don't actually act as fragmented selves the way we think we do. Nothing you do can produce this realization, can produce the original way of being. It's a matter of tuning into it and its way of acting. It, love the beloved, Lord Allah, the 99 names of the beloved, it actually has a great intention to be itself, so to speak. And it will do so if you just let it. The whole has always been there. The question is, how does our sense of fragmentation come into being? You can ask that, Eleanor says, as just another speculative head trip, or you can ask it as a real practitioner's question, where what you mean is, how can I find where it fragments so that I can get back to its original state, which I've never actually left? So I could spend the rest of my talk in a heartfelt but intellectual head-trippy conversation about awareness, of interconnection, but holy wow, and thank you, Dr. Roche, for inviting me into these heady questions as a practitioner. Because our minds already believe this. That is our operating system here at Unity. We sometimes forget to act from that, but that is our foundation. A world transformed by the spiritual awakening of all. We awaken to and embrace the divine essence of all beings through prayer and service to our community and the world. So now I'm going to invite us to tune in to Source together. Come again into the stillness, into the quiet of hearing your breath in and out. For a moment, if you'd like, close your eyes or soften your gaze and simply come into the presence. At the place within me where all appearances of separation dissolve, I feel only peace, only God, only oneness. I think peace. I feel peace. I am peace. At the place within me where all appearances of separation dissolve, I am only peace, only God, only oneness. And please open your eyes again and come into the presence in this way. I invite you to place one hand on your heart and lift the other in blessing, however you're comfortable. That can be on your lap, it can be raised. And in the presence, say to yourself, I am peace. Feel your heart beating. Your heartbeat that is the heartbeat of God. I am peace. And now here in the sanctuary, and at home, I'm coming for you, don't worry. Here in the sanctuary, I invite you to take a risk. Turn towards someone that you are sitting near and let your eyes meet. With your heart on your hand on your heart, your hand lifted in blessing, find the eyes of a beloved member of this community. Those of you at home, if you have a beloved or beloved pet with you today, feel that presence together. And for the rest of you digitally linked beloveds, I will be your partner today. There are no words. There is simply presence. Into the eyes of the beloved, we tune in to Source. We step across the abyss by stepping in at the place within me where all appearances of separation dissolve. I feel only peace, only God, only oneness. I think peace. I feel peace. I am peace. And make a gesture of gratitude to your partner. And once again, Gently close your eyes or soften your gaze to look within. Hands can rest on your lap, open to receive, or rest warmly over your heart. We bridge the divide through presence, through forgiveness, through compassion. Bring to your heart, mind, a situation, a person, a place that needs healing, that calls out for transformation. And bring that into the beauty of Source in you, the source of all love. And hear these words of wisdom from our Release and Renew book about forgiveness. True and authentic forgiveness can only be achieved by divinity, by the indwelling spirit in each being. That is the forgiveness that authentically heals and breaks us free. And that is the forgiveness that Jesus teaches. Lent invites us to go within ourselves and there, in the silence of our soul, commune with the source of all good, the source of life, light, and love. The indwelling spirit only perceives the divine in each being, only sees the truth, the light, and the love which are our true nature. We are divine in essence. We are pure spirit and all its potential. Therefore, in the face of life situations that cause suffering, grief, or guilt, let us allow spirit to do her healing work through us. Steeped in the presence of Source, the ground of our being, the whole that is always and everywhere present, our original state of being that we've never truly left, in the embrace of the Beloved, let us offer this prayer for peace once again. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy, wise, and free. May those we love be filled with loving kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy, wise, and free. May our community be filled with loving kindness. May we be well. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be happy, wise, and free. May those at war be filled with loving kindness. May all victims of violence be filled with loving kindness. May all refugees be filled with loving kindness. May all who heal, feed, or tend to those in need in any way be filled with loving kindness. May our world's leaders and leaders everywhere be filled with loving kindness. May the universe that is loving kindness hold us. May all be well. May all be peaceful and at ease. May all be happy, wise, and free. May we be present to the voice of God, the source of all love, peace, wisdom, freedom, the voice of the beloved whispering within. And may we be presence to one another. May we live into our calling to be a community that is building bridges for a world transformed by love. May it be so. And so it is. Amen.